All right. Well, we're, you know, full speed ahead on Buffalo. It's, you know, as always, challenging to go on the road to open, especially in the division. And, you know, they always do a good job. You know, Coach Marone, so coach I have a lot of respect for, said, you know, a lot of experience in the league, some in this division. And, of course, did a great job with the Syracuse program. And, you know, Nathaniel Hackett, his coordinators from Syracuse, so I'm sure there'll be an element of what they did there and what we'll see. Of course, you know, Mike coming from the Jets and that background, Baltimore, the Jets, you know, we're pretty familiar with that style of defense. And, of course, Danny, special teams coach, we've worked against him before as well. So it's a pretty experienced staff. And, they have a lot of explosive players. Obviously, McKelvin in their kicking game, you know, is a big guy for us. You know, offensively, Spiller, Johnson, guys can hit the home run ball. Real good front four, disruptive. You know, added branch to that group. So they've got, you know, a good group up there, tough group to block, as well as some good players in the secondary. And, you know, guys like Bird, you know, you always have to know where he is. Roster-wise, still working our way through it. Obviously, there's been a lot of movement the last few days. I'm sure there'll be some more as we go forward just to finish things off with our practice squad and other various personnel transactions as we, you know, at this part of the season. So it's pretty common. I'm sure there'll be more of those. We'll just take them as they come. But right now, we're just really trying to get into Buffalo, focus on them. As I said, it's always hard to open with anybody because of the amount of information that you have to try to sort through. They'll never be able to do all of it, nor would we with all the background that we have, but you have to prepare for a lot of things and then, you know, be ready for what you get on Sunday. So that's what we'll try to do, get into the regular season mode here, our practice routine and our meeting and preparation. So that's another little adjustment for us this point, but we're just working our way through all those things.
Is there any, or would you ask Chandler to familiarize yourself with Syracuse stuff, or is there already enough out there that you wouldn't really need to go that far?
Well, I think the most of the Syracuse stuff looks to me like it's coming on the offensive side of the ball. So.
Well, I mean, he's obviously practiced against those guys.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, again, there's a lot of elements. So even what they've done is, you know, elements of what Doug did when he was the offensive coordinator at New Orleans, and even back to the Jets. So, yeah, I mean, you know, but I don't think that's a major part of the game plan. No.
How valuable is the preseason film on them?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that's what they're going to do. I'm sure they have some wrinkles and things they haven't shown, but, I mean, I can't imagine they'd go through four preseason games and then show up the first game with, you know, some completely different offense. I mean, I can't imagine.
How's Logan Harmon look, and Daron Harmon, and
good.
How much do you expect him to play?
He's had a good preseason. You know, all the rookies that made our roster, obviously, we feel good about enough to have him on there. But, yeah, Daron's done a good job.
You have about 14 rookies right now. What's it like just coaching such a young team? Was getting younger something you really wanted to do this year?
No, we want to win. That's what we're here for. So, kept the players that we feel give us the best chance to be competitive this year, and that's what our job is.
How fair would it be to say that Gronkowski has taken a step forward, seeing him out at least, you know, practice here the last couple of days?
Yeah, well, this is his first opportunity to be in pads. So, yeah, he's definitely moving forward. Mm-hmm.
From what you've seen from his progress?
Day to day.
You think you'd have a shot to play on Sunday?
Day to day.
What do you need to see from him before he, before you're willing to take another step forward and put him on game field?
We take it day to day. Evaluate tomorrow based on how today goes. See how it goes. See how tomorrow goes, and we'll deal with whatever the next day is, Wednesday or Thursday or whatever those days are. So we'll take a day to day. Same way we do with everybody.
You view the last 2 days as a significant step for him, though?
No. just the next step.
Phil, as long as you've been coaching, as important as every game is there a different sense about the opener, first game of a new season with, in essence, a new team? And just a personal sense of starting a new year?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we've worked for. This is our whole, this is everything we've done, all the preparations in the spring, our OTAs, our off-season training program, training camp. You know, is to get to the regular season. The regular season's here. So, yeah, we're excited. We're ready to go. I mean, I think it's like that every year. You know, each year is a new year with a new team, new circumstances, new challenges, new everything. So that's, you know, that's a great part about football. You don't pick up where you left off, good or bad. You start all over again. We're getting ready to start the regular season. So it's a big challenge for us, but, you know, we'll see where it takes us.
You say you're evaluating Rob on a day-to-day basis. You've had the opportunity to see him now in two practices. What have you seen so far from him?
We evaluate any player coming back from an injury day-to-day. That's what we do with every player.
Right, of course, but just in terms of what you saw yesterday, was there anything that you saw that was positive, perhaps negative? What did you see during that span?
We evaluate each player day-to-day, and then we look at his situation the next day. If he's improved and able to move ahead, then we move him ahead. If not, then we keep him where he is, or sometimes we have to step back a little bit and then move ahead. It just depends on each individual player, his situation, and what his progress is. And there's no straight line formula for that. We take it day to day. I mean, I don't know any other way to do it. Like, we don't know how he's going to be feeling in 2 days. So, or any other player it's not about him. It's about any player that's coming back from an injury. That's how we do it. Nobody has a crystal ball.
Is there any concern with him or perhaps any other player that's battling an injury that they may not be 100% truthful with how they're feeling because they themselves want to get back out on the field?
I'm not concerned about that.
This will be the fourth time in the last 5 years that I think you'll enter the season carrying just two quarterbacks this year. I think in the media we paid probably more attention to the number three than when there was like Kafka here, or Gutierrez, and some of the others. What led to the? Why was it best for the team this year to go with two?
Because we thought it was the best decision to make for the team. I mean, there's a million things that go into every decision, personnel decision. There's a lot of things that play off, you know, one another. So, in the end, we do what we thought was best for the team. At every position, everyone.
Would it be fair to say that the door wouldn't be closed for Tebow to come back if, you know, if things changed over the course of the year?
Well, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen during the year. I mean, certainly we've had a lot of players that have left here and come back here. I mean, I don't think that would be anything. That's already happened multiple times this year, so.
Bill, how has LeGarrette Blount handled the kick returns? And correct me if I'm wrong, he doesn't have a lot of experience there.
He's got a lot of experience carrying the ball, and he has good vision. He has good running skills. He's seemed to pick it up well.
He's the biggest kickoff returner you've ever seen, gone up against, employed yourself.
Yeah, I mean, most return guys aren't that kind of size. I'd say definitely, puts him in the above average category, no doubt about that. Yep.
On the bigger picture, with the offense being basically 14 years old, we've talked about like how things build up over the course of years, and it becomes a lot of volume for the offense. Just curious, how much have you at all streamlined, trimmed down, tweaked things to accommodate for the changes that you've had at receiver and tight end, some of the new faces?
Well, I think we installed the 2013 offense, which is different from 2012, which is different from 11, which is, it changes and evolves every year. you know, I think it's whatever we choose to do on a game-by-game basis will be determined by that game, those matchups, our personnel, their personnel, their schemes, and so forth. So I can't really tell you how that's going to go. I think that we have the ability to, you know, draw or work in the same areas generally that we've worked in the past, but you know, there's some specific things that we're probably better at now and not as good at relative to other years. I'm sure that's true. So we'll just take it game by game and see how the game plans unfold. But I don't think there's too many things that if we wanted to do and we haven't practiced them, we wouldn't know how to do them. Which ones we select to do would be dependent on that individual game.
The depth you were able to add over the last couple of days on the offensive line, how important that was, Cave and Parker?
Well, we claimed them because we, you know, we thought that they're players that would be able to help our team. Don't have any experience with them, so we'll have to see how it goes. But, you know, glad to be working with them. We'll just try to get a quick evaluation of them and see what, you know, whether they'll be ready. But, you know, what their future is here. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, we liked them enough to claim them, but how that's going to turn out, we'll have to see.
Any additional roster moves today?
There's probably going to be roster moves, you know, over the next few days. I don't even know what they are, but I'm sure that there's – I mean, it's just that time of year between the practice squad and the roster and just, you know, there's a lot of transition. So, I don't know. Could be.
Your final question?
I want to keep you here late, but
brand new dates.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, but yeah. I mean, we'll give them to you if we have them. You know, I'm sure the much anticipated injury report will come out on Wednesday, and we'll fill you in on everything then.
You want to throw out a practice run with us today?
Well, I want to lose the anticipation that you guys have for that Wednesday report coming out by putting anything in there that you'd have early. I know it's be a Christmas morning. You can unwrap all the gifts at once. All right. Thank you.